Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hi everyone, it's been a while. This is Christiana. In the description section on Blog Talk, under the show, you'll see that I wrote a little bit about myself as well as how I charge for my readings. So I'll just read that here. So today I'm doing mini psychic readings for callers. Excuse me. Please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. The link is in the description box. I can give you a much longer reading for a reasonable price than I can on the show. I have a sliding scale fee. Please pay per minute. However, if you need to negotiate with me, please do so and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one question per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Excuse me, I'm having some issues with my throat right now. But as you already know, my name is Christiana. Welcome to my show. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for, well, a little over 11 years now. I am highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and bound to sometimes get things wrong. Just being honest here. I am an empath as well. I'm also an empath and I absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy by hearing your voice. And I look forward to working with all of you. And it really helps me out to pay for the Blog Talk Radio show every month. If you guys could please donate, I'm asking for one question, $5, and two questions. Well, let's just stick with one question for $5. So please make a payment prior to start or really, you can make the payment as soon as you can. And I put the link in the description box to PayPal. You have to go to PayPal. The fee, it's not really a fee. It's just on a donation basis. So if you can donate and you have the means to do it, that would really be helpful. Thank you. One of the reasons why I haven't been on is because I've been having trouble paying or affording the show every month. So donations are really, really helpful right now. And usually what I just do is I just jump right into the readings. It looks like I have four callers. First caller is 631 area code.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you today? What's your question for me?
Hi, I'm Suzanne. I'm just love life. When do you see a significant other coming in?
Okay, a significant other. Let's see. Give me a second. I'm seeing that it's going to be a while before you start dating again. Before you really meet someone that sparks your interest. Usually what I do is I kind of envision a scene in my mind, and I just kind of, I saw you standing standing alone, but I think right now it's a time for self-reflection in your life and just kind of taking that time to grow on your own before you really meet and settle down with somebody. I'm getting some, I don't really do health readings, but I am getting some that there's some depression that you're dealing with. And
I do want a significant other. That's, well, you know, it gets lonely. I've been on my own. I'm getting older. It's not fun. So why do I have to reflect on myself more? I've been reflecting on myself a while, you know.
Oh.
I don't need a man, but I'd like one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just tell you what I feel intuitively on an intuitive level and kind of give space for spirit to come through and say what they have to say to me so I can relay the message to you.
Okay, thank you. That's good.
I can pull a card. Let's see. Okay, so I was getting that it's gonna be at least a year, probably a little longer than a year, but after that. It looks like there is somebody that's going to come into your life. I pulled the Prince of Summer card. It says romantic, captivating, dramatic, flirtatious. So it says falling in love suddenly, being swept off of your feet, the need to stay grounded during a very emotional experience. So it does look like there will be someone coming into your life. It's just going to be a little while. And, I feel that just spirit is asking you to just kind of do a little walkthrough one more time with yourself on a spiritual level to see if there's anything that you're missing that maybe you haven't cleared away or worked on, that could really help you out as far as manifesting the partner that you want.
So I'm not going to date anybody for a whole year?
Well, that's, you know, I wasn't seeing anything for at least a year. But, you know, things can, see, the thing with readings is that people think that they're set in stone and it's fluid, the future is fluid. So, depending on what you do and if you get yourself out there and just clear away.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. That's all you can do, really. So I would encourage you to just keep trying. I mean, don't give up. So I appreciate you calling in. I have to move on to the next caller. Good luck on meeting someone. Don't give up. Okay, next caller is 917 area code.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I was calling just to see if you saw anything opening up for a new job or a new opportunity. I've just been practicing, trying to tap into spirit, asking for some assistance on this way, on this journey, trying to figure things out. Just curious if you have anything or see anything.
Okay, so you're interested in a new job.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second while I shuffle the cards.
Sure.
Okay. So let's see what the cards have to say to you. I'll draw three cards. And some of the cards may seem a little irrelevant to your question, but I will hone in on your question more after I do the card reading. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
So the first card I got was the Justice card. It's telling you to take the time to review the details carefully. You will win an unfair and objective decision. So basically, just before you do take a job offer, because I feel like there's going to be some opportunities coming your way, but you're going to really need to carefully see if the job is the right fit for you or not. Don't just jump into anything.
Okay.
The second card I got is the Eight of Springs. Stress that comes from having many things happening at once, successful, multitasking, setting events or changes. So this change is going to come kind of like out of, well, not kind of, it is, the change is going to come out of the blue. This job opportunity is going to come to you out of the blue and you won't be expecting it. As far as the stress goes, try to work on self-care and becoming balanced. The third card I got was the Two of Swords. So I was talking about a new love. I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but it's talking about falling in love or making a serious commitment to someone. Forgiveness and the resolution of the problem. Don't give up. Your relationship can be healed. Okay, so I'm also getting that this card signifies that it's with this job opportunity that's coming up, you're really going to have to do some soul searching and see if this is a job that you can commit to or not.
Okay.
And as far as I'm not sure if this is like a metaphor that they're showing me, or I'm not sure, but I'm seeing buildings. I'm seeing a tall building, and I don't know if you are you in architecture or do you anything with buildings?
I do not.
Okay.
Maybe it'll make sense.
So then
when
it's probably just a metaphor then. I'm seeing a tall, like a skyscraper building, and I get the phrase "the sky is the limit." So just basically, you can really do anything you set your mind to. Any job that you want, you can manifest it. And
okay.
I don't think everyone can really do that as effectively. But you're pretty good at manifesting when you really want something. So there's definitely will be a job offer coming your way soon. I don't really do time frames specifically because people get hung up on the dates and stuff. But as generalized, it should be definitely before winter.
Okay.
Before winter. So that's what I picked up for you. I hope it helps a little.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Are you calling from 956 area code?
856.
856. Oh. Okay, I see. I got a little confused there on the switchboard. Okay. What is your question for me today?
If I'm going to get anytime soon a long-term committed relationship.
Give me one second. I'm going to get my romance back out. Okay. Sorry for the delay.
It's okay. Take your time.
All right. So you're interested in meeting someone new.
Right.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards. Just going to shuffle them a few times. Okay. So these cards were all reversed. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. Let me just get on real quick. So the first card is the Give Your Relationship a Chance card. Work on your partnership. So I'm getting that's telling me that you were in a relationship recently. Is that accurate?
Well, somebody I'm interested in. You've been
okay.
Trying to contact them through somebody else.
Well, it's in reverse, so that's telling me that is probably not the right relationship for you, the right fit for you, and I think you already know that. There will be a new relationship coming up in your life. You'll date. It will not lead to engagement. I got the engagement card, but it was reversed. So it's not going to lead to engagement or marriage, but I do see dating. And I got the deception card in reverse, too, so it's the opposite. So this person that you're going to meet is going to be someone who's very honest, straightforward, who does not wear a mask, just someone who's very open and vulnerable. So that's definitely something to look for in meeting a new partner. I think that would be a really healthy match for you. So yes, there will be someone coming into your life, and right off the bat I got that it will be this year sometime. Season, I'm seeing fall, leaves falling, so fall, possibly the fall of this year.
Cool.
Yeah, so good luck, and I wish you well.
Thank you. Be safe.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this
this is
956.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you? What is your question for me today, and what is your name?
My name is Tony, and my question is in regards to a person I was in a relationship with. We kind of had a little fallout. I don't know if you could pick up his energy, or do you see his reconciling?
Well, I usually try to focus on the person that's calling in, but I can focus on your energy, but I can try to kind of connect with them and see what I get. What are you wanting to look into?
Reconciliation or contact.
Reconciliation? Okay.
Yes.
And are you willing
yes.
to... Well, you don't have to share his name. That's okay. Unless you want to.
Michael. His name is Michael.
Okay. Okay, so immediately what I got, what Spirit showed me was a big flashing red letters and a big no. So it's probably highly unlikely that I'm not seeing a reconciliation. Let me just shuffle the cards real quick. What else I can pick up on. Yeah. So definitely it's a no. Excuse me. The cards are saying that you need to decide what you want so that it comes to you now. So, but on the same note, I know you're wanting to reconcile, but on the same note, it's saying to release your ex. The time has come to clear your energy. And then the cards are also talking about healing family issues. Your love life benefits as forgiving your parents, but I don't just feel it's your parents. I feel like it's other relatives too, possibly. Possibly like cousins and other relatives.
I can't understand anything you're saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long have you not been able to hear me?
Yeah, I now I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Okay, so, sorry, sometimes that happens when I call in the blog talk. Okay, so I'm getting that you will not reconcile with your ex, and the cards are saying that you need to release him.
Mm-hmm.
The time has come to clear your energy, and that you need to heal family issues. And your love life in the future will benefit as you forgive people in your family that hurt you, whoever that person is.
That's why also because we talked about reconciliation and a committed relationship.
Mhm. Yeah, you asked about reconciliation with your ex, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we
just texted and he said that he's waiting for something to come up. And once after that, he's willing to commit with me 100%. We just haven't spoken for 4 days.
Well, I could, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, there's always a chance that sometimes I could be wrong or that I'm off. But all I can tell you is, like, what I'm picking up and what I'm seeing as far as the long run. So I could be wrong. If I am, I apologize for that.
It's okay.
I do have to move on to the next caller. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hi.
Hi, 917.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call and doing service for us tonight. Thank you. My question is related to my work. My supervisor told me that there was a lot of changes coming and people moving and stuff like that. And do you see any changes for me?
As far as, like, relocating?
As far as, like, in the company, like, is anything going to change? Am I going to be moved?
or am I going to stay where I'm at right now?
Okay. Okay, one second while I shuffle the cards. And your name again?
Anna.
Anna. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I'm getting that. Let's see.
Yeah. Let's see.
one of the cards.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. So one of the cards that I pulled was a balance card.
Yeah.
And it's telling you to not rush into the situation, to not try to rush things right now.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Let me see if I can look into this. I'm seeing stagnant energy.
You seeing what?
Stagnant energy.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if there's going to be movement for everyone.
Yeah.
But as far as you go, I'm seeing some stagnant energy and, you kind of just sitting there waiting. And, let's see, what else?
Stagnant energy state.
It's telling you, the card is saying to have patience, that there are more good things, good things to come, and satisfaction from a job well done. So, I think you will be rewarded eventually. I'm getting the word moving up, that you'll move up. But it's gonna be a while before that really starts to.
Oh, sure.
Happen.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's gonna be changes, she said, and people leaving and. It's so crazy, lots of people moving out, I guess, because of this COVID. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's not really my problem. I'm just, wondering, what I'm going to be doing and so on and so forth in that setting.
Well, all I've seen is you sitting at a desk, so I know that's not...
Yeah.
Too specific, but
No, that's what I am doing. I do have a desk, and I do sit there, and I do my work at the desk. But I don't. I do other things as well. So it's funny.
And I just kind of see you sitting there, kind of like I'm sure you're working, but in the back of your mind, you're wondering, when is there going to be movement here with me, or are you just going to say his name for me? That's kind of the energy that I got. But I feel as far as you go specifically, it's going to be a while before there's movement on your end. And just to everybody, including you, I want to apologize. You know, if I got that reading wrong earlier, I feel pretty embarrassed about that. I hope I wasn't wrong.
it's okay. We can't take it too seriously, right? It's just a reading in the moment, and we can always change. It's not they're paying you for the reading, no.
Yeah.
So
the future is solid.
Yeah.
Nothing set in stone, and that's what I feel.
No, it's too there's a very insecure time for all of us, not just financially, but in terms of like what's just how the world is going to look on the other side of them, how we're going to go back to our lives, how we're going to repair this incident. It's quite a trip, and it's not, it's still going. We're just constantly being bombarded with stuff and dirt and stuff, consequences from the past, and it's
yeah,
too much.
Things have changed a lot in our world.
Yeah. Things and people have changed a lot, and it's still changing. I just don't know. We only have to carry our own load, We only have to do our own work, so we don't have to worry about everybody else, at least.
Yes.
They can take care of themselves.
Definitely. Focus on you right now, and you should be okay as far as I'm seeing.
Okay. Yeah, I will be. Okay. Thank you so much for your time again.
Thanks for calling.
Looking forward to hearing about it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Okay.
Hi. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Hi. Who's calling?
Oh, hi. This is Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. What is your question for me?
Yes. Okay. I am looking for an apartment. Just wanted to see. Well, I'm looking like a dog right now. I'm looking. And I don't know. It's like because I have some other legal matters that I have to take care of. So I guess my question would be, is the apartment going to come before the legal matters or after the legal matters?
That's one thing I don't do is legal.
No,
that's
I don't want legal questions. Well, no, because I'm looking for an apartment. Yeah, I'm just trying to see, will it happen before or after? I mean, I'm looking now, but I'm not finding anything.
Okay.
I mean, what can I do? I see stuff, but not what I'm looking for. No, legal matters, no, I have that. I'm just trying to see if this is going to happen after the event or before the event.
So before or after?
Because I'm looking. I just don't want to miss this opportunity. Because I'm intuitive myself, and it's like if I don't take it and somebody else takes it, they're going to move out. So that's why I think this place is for me.
Yeah. I'm feeling that it's going to be before it's resolved, your legal issues are resolved. You'll find a place. I'm getting the Prince of Water card. It says intellectual, determined, focused, impulsive. Seek out an intellectual solution to your problem. The need to act quickly and decisively. Sudden or unexpected changes. So I think that definitely fits with, definitely things are going to be taking place like right away.
Quick, that's what I'm saying too, because I'm intuitive and I'm picking up on like the money orders in my hand. I'm picking up on the person, which will be a male that I'm getting the place from. It's like everything is going to happen so fast. And it's like some of the people, they want it, then some of them don't have their money. Then it's just like a bunch of issues. But I have my money, so I'm all set. So just get ready now, basically, what they're saying.
Yes. Next card I got is the Six of Winter, and it's talking about traveling or relocating. So you're going to relocate for sure.
Is it well paid?
No, I said relocating.
Oh, relocating. Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, the cards are confirming that it's time to make the move. And it's telling you... They're telling you to listen to your heart, intuitive insights you can can trust, taking care of others perhaps too much.
Yes, I'm never doing that again. I have learned so much about myself. Oh my goodness, yes. You hit it right on the nose. Never again, never.
Well, I hope that things work out for you and you find a good place for you. I do have got to move on to the next caller.
Thank you, and I'll call you back to let you know what happens. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. 229, did I take your call? Hello? 229, did I take your call yet? I'm not sure. Hello?
You hear me?
Okay. Sorry, I'm having a little some problems with the switchboard. What area code are you calling from?
229.
Oh, okay. Have I taken your call yet?
No, you haven't. I just
okay.
called in.
What's your name and your question to me?
My name is Melvin. And my question is, I just want to know, what are you picking up for me? Some good things coming my way.
Okay. Let me just shuffle the cards real quick.
I've been through so much.
Yes, I remember you from other shows and from calling into my show. So I can
yes.
Your voice is very recognizable. Okay, let's see what I have here for you.
I just lost my brother. He passed away about 3.5 weeks ago.
I'm sorry. Sorry for your loss. So I'll just tell you the cards that I have. Here I drew 3 cards for you.
Okay.
The first card is the 3 of Winter. It's telling you to reach out to others for comfort and love. You will grow stronger from the situation. Sadness that will heal with time. So that fits with what you were saying about your brother. And
wow.
The Ten of Flames says ask again. Did I just read that? It's saying again to ask for help from others. Being weighted down by too much, you're being weighted down.
Yes.
Nine of Spring, protect the fruits of your labors. Prepare for possible challenges that lie ahead. Environmental conservation. I don't know if you have any hobbies, but that
yeah,
might
I do.
Be something that you might want to look into as far as something pertaining to nature or wildlife or something. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Even seeing like a garden. Maybe like a garden?
I always wanted a garden.
And even if you can't do it big, you can start off small with like potted plants and stuff. So let's see if I have... So the cards are basically just reflecting what you're going through.
Yeah. I'm trying to move.
So here's something more. Oh, you're trying to move. Yeah, I remember
that.
I've been trying to do that for a while.
Yeah, I want to get out of this apartment. I want to move into my nice little two-bedroom house that I can afford.
So the last card I got was the Ace of Autumn. It's talking about maybe an increase in money. Advice or assistance from others, a successful project,
a happy change in your life?
Have you been working on some kind of a project or something involving the outdoors or nature or animals or something like that?
No, ma'am. I haven't. I injured my back. I got in a bad car accident, and I'm on disability. And I'm not able to do that right now, but it's really not.
Well, you are able to at all, that working, like going, maybe volunteering and going to see the cats at shelters and stuff and brushing them, just simple things like that, giving the animal comfort can also provide you comfort and healing to yourself. So if you happen to have a good day or a good week, maybe try that out. And all you can really do, I can't give you health or legal advice or anything like that, but as far as spiritually, all you can do is just try to take care of yourself the best that you can and try to stay grounded and balanced.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, because I did get one offer, and I told them no. So I assume I'm probably going to get another offer. But those two things is I want to move forward in moving and finish up
mm-hmm.
this court case and finish up this accident. I got hit by a tractor trailer. And I just want it over with, so I can move on forward. So I can get my body back in shape. I can get my body back in shape. I'm kind of stressed out. Not kind of stressed out. I am stressed out.
Okay.
But you don't see a move for me out of this apartment?
I think it's gonna be a while before you move. But I do feel like there is going to be someone stepping into your life that's going to help you to finally move. So I think it's going to happen eventually, but just not exactly when you want it to happen. But hang in there. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. When you say someone's going to be stepping in, is this going to be a female?
Well, I got friendship. Kind of friend energy, so I'm not sure if it's a female. Just I'm getting like friendship kind of vibe from it.
Okay.
I do have to let you go. The show is ending. But thank you for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Everyone, take care.
All right. Thank you.